Anti-recruitment activists are hailing the recent announcement by the Los Angeles Unified School District of a new policy to better protect students' personal information from the military. The policy is the result of discussions with teachers and the ACLU. It was approved late last month and just recently made available to district employees. Under the Bush administration's No Child Left Behind Act, public schools are required to make available students' names and addresses to military recruiters upon request. Joining me on the phone this morning is Arlene Inouye. She is with the Coalition Against Militarism in Our Schools. Welcome to Uprising, Arlene.
Thank you, Sonali.
Thanks very much for joining us. And on the line with us also is Pat Elder with Peace Action Montgomery in Bethesda, Maryland. Welcome, Pat.
Thank you, Sonali.
And the reason we have you on, Pat, is because LAUSD is actually the nation's second school system that has instituted this sort of policy. And in your part of the country, something similar has happened. But first, let's talk about Los Angeles. Arlene, specifically, what does this policy say that the LAUSD has adopted?
Well, what it means, Sonali, is that the military recruiters have been, up until now, getting the privacy information of juniors and seniors who take the ASVAB, which is the Armed Services Vocational Aptitude Battery. It is a military test, but it's been given free to schools under the name of career exploration. And they convince the schools and students that this is a tool that they can use to find out what careers they could be suited for. So for years, students have been taking this exam, and they sign a waiver before taking it that states that, you know, they are releasing their scores. And if they don't sign this waiver, their scores will not be they won't get the results, and it will not be used. So they're pretty much forced to sign this waiver, a privacy waiver. And then they take this exam called the ASVAB. It's about a three-and-a-half-hour pretty grueling exam on, you know, different careers on what they're good at. And then after that, the district has given the career advisors the choice of what to do with those scores. There are eight options, and every option except for one will not give the scores to military recruiters. There's also an option that says the scores are invalid. But basically, every option gives the scores to military recruiters. And if the school does not choose an option, by default, it will go to military recruiters. So we had a situation in Los Angeles Unified School District where approximately 75% to maybe 85% of the schools had chosen to give the ASVAB exam. Again, it's voluntary, but they gave it to their students, whoever wanted it. They announced it in different ways on our school campuses, and without many...
Arlene, actually, we're having some trouble hearing you. The phone is cutting out, so we're going to have to call you right back and continue with your answer. But in the meantime, let me move to Pat and ask you to tell us what has been happening in Montgomery County Public Schools in Maryland, where you're from. Is it similar to what Arlene was saying in terms of the Armed Services Vocational Aptitude Test being administered, and now your school district has a policy to not make that mandatory?
That's correct, Sonali. In Montgomery County, Maryland, a group of activists approached the school administrators about 2 years ago, and we said that we understood that students, several hundred in Montgomery County, Maryland, were taking the ASVAB test, and they were being forced to sign a privacy waiver by the military that, in effect, had them relinquish private information to the military. The military has a database that tracks more than 25 million youth, and so the data from 3.5 hours of testing is dumped into a military recruiting database, which is then used down the road to approach students. And often the students didn't even know that they were taking a military-related exam. So we went to the attorney for the Montgomery County, Maryland public school systems, and we said, well, gosh, it seems that this violates Maryland law. I mean, Maryland law pretty clearly states that you can't coerce a minor to relinquish private information without the advice and consent of their parents. It took them a year to get back to us, and they said, in effect, that they agreed with us. And so now Montgomery has moved so that, if you take the ASVAB test, you have to have parental permission. And all of the information from the test is precluded from being sent to military recruiters.
I want to turn back to Arlene. We have her back on the line with us. Arlene, we've been talking to Pat to try to get a sense of what happened in Maryland at Montgomery public school system. Is it essentially the same thing that the LAUSD has come up with, saying that students do not have to, if they take this test, do not have to give up their information without their, are not forced to give up their information?
Yes, exactly. And what was really interesting, Sonali, is because I went to the school district as a union representative, UTLA, and as a community representative, we brought people, students, who gave, their information, their reports to the board about experiences with the military in our school district. And the school district does not know what is going on until they hear from us. They hear from the students, the teachers, the community, the parents.
But isn't it their responsibility to know if they're administering this test?
You would think so, but I was astonished. We uncovered stuff as we were asking questions. For example, the military processing people, the ones who give the ASVAB from the Department of Defense, they had been telling the school district for years, oh, we inform career advisors of the choices, to keep the information private. We found, in fact, they have not been informing career advisors. I talked to career advisors personally, and they said, I've been doing this job for 20 years, and I never heard that the ASVAB was a military test, or I didn't know the scores were given to military recruiters. So we kept giving this information to the school district, and we called the National Lawyers Guild, who made an excellent legal briefing on showing how this violates student privacy laws, federal and state, and is constitutionally, the district's in trouble. It's not what should be done. So the district did reverse itself with this new policy, and they put it into their guidelines, District Policy 2067.1.
Now, I understand that the No Child Left Behind Act, which requires public schools to offer up students information unless they opt out, this is basically something that that CAMS, Coalition Against Militarism in Our Schools, your organization, Arlene, has been working for a number of years to deal with. How does this particular policy of the LAUSD impact the No Child Left Behind Act's provision? And in fact, was the ASVAB test being used in a way to get that information from students who were opting out?
Well, this is the thing, Sonali. Parents who chose to opt out of military recruiters getting the contact information of their students did not know that their child, if they took the ASVAB, their scores probably in 75% of the cases were given to military recruiters. So it nullifies the opt-out, and that's why it's a violation of privacy and parents' rights. Parents have a right to keep that information from military recruiters because the state recognizes that this is very critical information, school records, that there are privacy laws to protect parents and students.
I want to turn back to Pat Elder with Peace Action Montgomery in Montgomery County, Maryland. And as I mentioned, the school district there became the first in the country to actually come up with a policy protecting students' information regarding this particular test and the release of information to the military. Specifically, Pat, at this point, what is the policy of your school district regarding the test itself? Are students now still required to take the test, or is the test itself voluntary, or is it just regarding the privacy of the information?
Well, I think in Montgomery County, Maryland, the test has always been a voluntary test. The problem has been that the acronym is typically not explained. So kids say, well, I'm going to take the ASVAB test because my counselor said that it's great for exploring careers. And if you go to Google simply ASVAB, you'll come up with the Career Exploration Program. And there's actually no mention of the United States military on that website. So you need to be careful. I think it's important to put this talk, though, about the ASVAB into a national context. We have 650,000 students taking the ASVAB in public schools every year across the country. It is arguably the United States military's number one recruiting tool. We've also identified schools in 32 states that make mandatory ASVAB testing for all juniors. So if you're a junior, say, in South Dakota, you'll probably be forced to take the ASVAB test. It is a dream for military recruiters to require juniors in high school to come into the cafeteria, say, and unload their heads for 3.5 hours. It's a recruiter's dream because, you know, there's a lot of information gleaned from these tests, and so a recruiter can call a kid after a half year or so, or even in a week if he desires, and, you know, talk to the kid and say, listen, I understand you really did well on the mechanics part of the ASVAB test. You know, we have wonderful career opportunities for you in the United States Army, fixing transmissions and things of that nature. So it's a recruiting tool. 650,000 kids are taking it across the country, and several thousand kids are being forced to do so.
Mm-hmm. Arlene, turning back to you here in Los Angeles, I understand the policies that the LAUSD has adopted is even broader than protecting students' information via this test, that it also includes the fact that no student now will be required, no student in a public school will be required to meet with a recruiter as well as participate in the JROTC program as well.
Yes, we have a policy bulletin that specifies military recruiters' responsibilities, students' rights, parental rights, and it makes clear, like I said, because, you know, we went to the board knows many of the violations that we told them were going on, and that literally, you know, recruiters were in the school, talking to students personally, sometimes taking them home, and really on them, as well as calling them several times a day. So the district has, I applaud the district for having a policy that outlines the that the students have, they do not have to talk to military recruiters. They tell you to call the commanding officer if you're getting harassed. We can call the district. I continue to get concerns and reports and information from students and parents, and I go after the district and let that be known. We have a policy where we do not allow military vans on our campuses. They have to get prior approval by the Office of Risk Management for safety issues, and so basically this has stopped the military vans coming onto campuses, and we are working really hard to ensure that our students are protected because they are using, you know, military recruiters are using our schools, and they have said that this is their primary recruiting ground to entice students into the military. And students need to be protected, and they need to know their rights, and parents need to know their rights. Hmm. So now, we're coming down hard on these issues.
Now, doesn't LAUSD's Superintendent David Brewer have decades of experience in the military, I believe in the Navy?
Yes, Admiral Brewer has had 20 plus years in the Navy, and he has no educational experience.
Hmm. Did that impact at all your attempts to get this policy in place?
Well, we this policy was made with the legal department of LA Unified, mm-hmm. with the National Lawyers Guild. So it did not go through the general panel.
Well, what's the next step, finally, Arlene, for Los Angeles and Southern California in general public schools in terms of protecting students from military recruiters?
Well, we're working at all levels, Sonali. We're working in the national level, the state level. But I think of critical importance is the grassroots work in our schools. So we have an Adopt-a-School project where we have 50 schools in L.A. We're working together with students, teachers, parents, community to develop the strategies at that school where we can bring veterans in with Arlington West, We can use social justice curriculum for, you know, the information educational. We can have leafleters there passing out. Student groups can be formed. They can table to counter military recruitment myths or misinformation. We have multiple strategies that we're working at our local school to make sure that students get the information. We have a website, militaryfreeschools.org, that anybody can go to for information on these issues. And together with a national network, NOMI, National Network Opposed to the Militarism of Youth, at NOMI.org, we have a website that has all the issues, Joe, to see ASVAB, opt-out, military recruiting. You can go and see by state what's going on, stories from the ground, and the organizations doing the work.
Great.
We need to do this work united.
Well, I want to thank the two of you very much for joining us today. Arlene Inouye with Coalition Against Militarism in Our Schools and Pat Elder with Peace Action Montgomery. And those websites that Arlene gave out are militaryfreeschools.org and nomi.org. That's NNOMY.org. That's two N's, NNOMY.org.